I want to play Fortnite.
This part's a boss fight.
Headset, baby.
Is it my turn to play yet?
One!
Oh, we lost again.
You messed it up.
Go left, not right.
It was an accident.
It's okay, kids.
Yeah, GG.
And you're back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. This is episode 111.
111.
I know, triple ones. So nice. My name is Joanne and I'm joined by my wonderful husband and amazing gamer partner in crime, Kevin.
Hey, everyone.
If this is your first time here, Kevin and I were parents of two kids, ages 4 and 6. And we are parents who game and gamers who parent. And this is where we share all about life in gaming and parenting. So we usually start with updates about our life. And I want to kick it off with a recap of something that we talked about last week, which was the Ursula pumpkin that I've made for Faith's pumpkin decorating contest in her preschool, right?
Right, yes.
And this week, the results came out, and we won!
What place did we win?
First place!
Yeah, and just to explain how it worked, it's honestly just like a social media post, and whichever picture gets the most likes is the winner. So yeah. It's not like, you know, judges that just get to choose which one's the best. It's kind of based on whoever can get the most likes.
Yeah, this is like American Idol or something, right? Where yeah. They go by votes.
Yes. So you can tell some of the parents do a really good job at getting all of their friends and family together to get a lot of likes out there, us included.
Mm-hmm. And I want to give a special shout out to my mom, who has gone above and beyond to rally
the troops.
The troops from Malaysia.
Yeah. Get all those likes in there.
Yeah. She's called up her friends, all her friends in church, her little circle of friends and their friends of friends. It's just so cute to see her support from across the globe.
Right. And I'd say that not only did you get a lot of votes, but also just the pumpkin that you and Faith made was really good. So it deserved the votes as well. And saying that it wasn't just the connections that we had, but...
Are you biased here?
No. I would vote for that one every day.
Aw. But yeah, it was amazing how just from her effort, I think she alone like collected about 80 over votes.
Wow.
On her end. So we had 165 votes.
It's a lot.
Internationally and locally. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was definitely a group effort in helping Faith win. So she would be crowned the pumpkin queen instead of pumpkin queen. Yeah, the pump queen. Which reminds me of the pumpkin king version of Jack in The Nightmare Before Christmas, you know?
Yeah. Same here.
So, yeah, congratulations, Faith, and me. But that aside, I know we also spoke about the living in the 90s sort of play dates in the neighborhood, right?
Just like getting to know your neighbors and being outside. And one thing that we didn't really mention is that since Dylan started kindergarten now, like we're walking him to school.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get to meet like a lot of our neighbors that are also walking their kids to school at the same time.
Yeah.
Right. And so like we're getting to know like all these neighbors that like before we never really had a reason to like
interact with them.
introduce ourselves and stuff. Now we kind of see them every morning. And so getting to know our neighbors has become a lot easier and mm-hmm. more normal.
I feel sorry for the introverts, but yeah.
Yeah. Like me, but you're helping with that. You're making a lot of those connections with neighbors and stuff. And so a lot more kind of activities going on. And one of those this last week was we actually had people over to our house, not inside, but we were all hanging out outside on our driveway.
Mm-hmm.
And we brought out a bunch of water balloons.
Yes.
And squirt guns.
squirt guns and water balloon. I am a water elemental. Well, actually, you are too. You and I are both water elementals. For those who didn't know.
How are you coming up with that again?
It's based on your horoscope and stuff like that. Anyway, our horoscopes, we're both water elementals. And water is nice to play with when it's in the heat of Texas summer. Even though it's fall, it feels like summer. So I decided, like, hey, we have a whole bunch of water balloons left over from summer that we didn't get to use. Why not do a, you know, wet party out there on the driveway? So yeah, two other families came from Dylan's school, and we even had an ice chest, some fruit, some chips, some juice boxes. Everything was like set out there, right?
Yeah.
So the kids could play, and then they also brought chalks for drawing on the driveway. Apparently, if you draw when it's wet, it looks so much nicer. I did not know that. So something new learned during this whole fun play time with the children.
Yeah, that was a tip we received, huh?
Oh, yeah. And we also took out the splash table, too.
Yep, the water table or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And wasn't it something like 300 water balloons we went through, I feel like?
400.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of water balloons.
Yep. Not to mention the kids had a blast. Everyone was, of course, wet at the end of it. But I did create a dry zone, which they didn't really adhere to, but
it was a splash-free zone that was kind of splash-free.
Yeah.
Not entirely.
For the adults to enjoy their snacks and stuff while watching the kids.
Yeah.
So yes, it was another nice gathering between the kids. And I really like it. Only because they're playing outside, you know, not just hoop indoors.
They also had popsicles.
Oh, yes. Yeah, how could I forget? Yeah.
Yeah.
We prepared popsicles as well. So fun. And then for myself, I know I took some time with all of this happening as well during the week when the kids are at school. I had to do some self-care so that I don't forget to make myself a priority as well. I went for a mani-pedi and hung out with friends, and we got to do this, what do you call it? Like a group of mothers. We all got to make fall art, you know, like a pumpkin fireplace art or something. So yeah, I did make sure I get myself some of the social time during the week.
We had a lot of social time this last week overall.
It's never enough for extroverts, Kevin. So Faith in her preschool had something fun going on this week as well, and it was a career day parade. It's so cute how kids dream to be stuff that you never thought they would dream of, right?
Yes, right. And I don't think they've really had much time to really think about it. I feel like it's kind of like, oh yeah, I want to be that, or that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
A lot of them are the same things, like doctors, a lot of
policemen.
Yeah, firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw a Mrs. Santa.
I know, in there. So cute.
Construction workers. Yeah, yes. All the main stuff.
I think Faith was one of the rare ones, right?
Yeah, she was an artist.
Yeah, she likes painting, that's for sure. And she wanted to be an artist.
Yeah, and that was kind of a cool costume. One, because it was different. And it, what you had her in was like an apron that had like paint all over it, right? So it kind of looked like she was busy painting all day.
Yeah.
And then also had like, well, like the little French hat or whatever.
A French beret.
Yeah. And had like the palette or whatever for paints. Like she was holding onto that. And you had like colors on it and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it totally looked
realistic.
Really good. Yeah. Very good. And that's so nicely done.
Like she was painting her Ursula pumpkin, right?
Whoa. Yes, exactly.
But yeah, at first she told me she wanted to be a painter because she saw me painting the pumpkin last week, remember?
Yeah.
And then she told me a day before the parade that she wants to be a mommy. And I thought that was sweet.
That is sweet.
I know. I'm like, oh, I'm your inspiration. But then Dylan told her she could be both at the same time, he said. So.
Yeah, an artist and a mommy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then moving into this weekend, we had a very busy weekend.
Yeah.
All kind of starting with a very early morning soccer game.
Yes.
At eight in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes. Which those ones are usually the toughest, getting both kids fed and out the door and on time.
Yeah.
And it was actually a really good game. So it was. This one was a little bit special because I'll ruin the ending. We won the game.
Mm-hmm.
And what was it? 5-0? 5-1?
5-1.
5-1. And Dylan played a lot better than he normally does.
Yeah.
He didn't score any of the goals, but you can tell there was a point like towards the beginning where like he got a good kick on the ball. And then like after that, he was like way more excited and enthusiastic. And maybe it was the adrenaline that was still going from the kick earlier.
Yeah.
But he was definitely hustling a lot more. Like he was definitely trying harder mm-hmm. than he normally is.
He wasn't running away from the ball.
Yeah. He was running a lot more
mm-hmm.
and he did a lot better. And hopefully that's something that's just kind of clicking and that can kind of carry over into next week's game.
Yeah. And it is our very first win ever.
Yes, that he was there. So he did miss a couple of games and they won one of those. But this is the first game that we've won that he was a part of. Because the last two games we tied.
Yeah.
Which is okay. Like, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
But then this weekend, not only did we win, but we won by 4 points.
So I like, know.
It was good. And plus, we were missing a whole bunch of our players.
Yes. So
they're five-man teams, and we most of the game, we only had five players, so mm-hmm. like no one was getting a break.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up having six, but still, we were short like a number of people
yeah.
and still managed to do pretty well. So excited for the whole team and for Dylan
yes.
especially.
Yes.
And then that's just the start of the day.
I know.
Not long after that, we had birthday party to go to. I mm-hmm. took Dylan to his
Chuck
friend's
Cheese.
Birthday party at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
Which is, if you're not familiar with Chuck E. Cheese, it is kind of like a pizza place, but they also have like a pretty big like arcade.
Mm-hmm. And some places stuff. Actually have jungle gyms too.
Yes. Yeah. There's certain ones that have more stuff mm-hmm. than that. This one actually has like a trampoline area now, which is new. They didn't have that. Last time we were there,
yeah.
It is new. It's pretty cool. We didn't get to use that though because you'd need like special socks.
Mm.
But we did get to do like the whole arcade area. It's not like a arcade machine thing. It's more kind of like a Dave and Buster's
yeah.
or I don't know what else is like that. But where like they're different machines. You know, they have like skee ball
mm-hmm.
and stuff where you can get. They don't do like old fashioned paper tickets anymore, but
yeah.
like tickets go on your card and you can get prizes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
With those tickets. And we were there for like 2 hours, played a whole bunch of the games, and it was cool because normally you pay for credits
yeah.
and put them on a card, but because we were there like with the birthday party, we had, I'm pretty sure this is how it worked, but the cards had like unlimited credits
Ooh.
For like the duration of the birthday party.
That's so cool.
Which that's really cool because normally I'm like, oh, how many credits is this? Oh, that's way too much. I don't want to waste my credits on that game. Like I'll go something else, right? And I'm more picky about like how I want to spend my
yeah.
credits usually. But this time it was like, oh, like you didn't do well, just swipe it and do it again. Like
yeah.
don't feel like you're wasting too many credits on one game.
But do you still get tickets though?
I don't know. We didn't check. Like I kept the card so we can find out later,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't like go to the counter and like try to get any prizes. I would think we still get the credits, hopefully. So Dylan can put those towards a cool prize one day.
Maybe. Or maybe it would expire within that 2 hours too.
I don't think so. But maybe. I don't know.
We don't know. We'll find out.
I thought that was, I didn't realize that till like halfway through. And then I was like totally encouraging Dylan, like just swipe it again. Keep trying instead of like trying to get him to do just a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing I like. I know we share about like Dylan going to birthday parties like almost every week of our podcast recently,
yeah.
right?
Right.
But the reason why we're sharing it is because it's a very different experience for each birthday. Like last week was in the game truck and this week's at Chuck E. Cheese. The week before that was something else. It's always something new, and that's the fun thing about experiencing all these birthday parties nowadays.
Yeah, yep. And when Dylan was getting invited to all of the parties of his from his preschool,
uh-huh.
I felt like towards the end there, I was getting to know the other parents
uh-huh.
of those kids. And now that he's in a new school, and it's all different kids and all different parents, and like it's all over again. I don't know anybody,
uh-huh.
and I never realized like when I was a kid like how weird or awkward it can be for parents to go to these birthday parties. Yeah. And like the parents are just kind of like standing around watching the kids have fun and do these kid things. And we're like, so, how you doing? I'm Dylan's dad. Nice to meet you. And then it's just like, I don't know.
That's only how for an
introvert, yeah. It's like totally like, I'm happy to be there so that Dylan can play and have fun. Mm-hmm. But other than that, and especially when like they're eating pizza and like cake, and like I'm not there to eat pizza and cake. So like we're just like, I'm just like watching, making sure that like Dylan's not dropping his food on the floor, or like, you know, needs something more to drink, or, you know, another slice of pizza or something, you know?
That's funny.
And it's just, it's weird. It's kind of a weird experience sometimes.
Yeah, I saw like a meme on TikTok or Instagram. I forgot. It's obviously from an introverted parent point of view.
Okay, like, I'll probably agree with this one then.
It says, I hope in the future my children realize how much extroverting and socializing I have to do for them as they were growing up.
Yeah, I'm totally feeling that. Yep.
Because it's definitely out of your comfort zone, you know?
And even like, because this was all today. Like the soccer game, this... And like I'm exhausted, like I totally feel like even earlier that there I felt like I was kind of just checked out, like normally I'll try to make more of an effort to like meet the other parents there and like at least socialize a little bit, and while we were there I was just like, nope, I'm good, I'm just gonna sit here until the party's over.
That's funny. Yeah, I think I'll have a totally different experience. So while you were there,
oh, yes. Tell us that.
I finally decided to join a Malaysian group meetup, Malaysians of Houston. Mm-hmm. So they normally organize like lunches every quarter or something. And I've never been to one of it. I've always been in a group chat. But for some reason, you know, over the years with kids, it's just too exhausting. By that time, I want to go and join a group like that. But this time I planned it a month in advance when they sent out the invitation. I RSVP'd and I made sure to put it in my calendar because it's been like 7 years since I'm here. So I just wanted to see and, you know, get to know people from my home country. And yeah, so while Kevin was taking Dylan to the birthday, I went to meet a group of like 20 other Malaysians, and that's just like half who RSVP. There's more actually, but obviously not everyone could come. Mm-hmm. And if anyone who knows me, I don't like driving further than 5 miles. I have like a 5 mile radius where I would drive.
If you can't see it from our house, she doesn't want to drive there.
No, no. But it's funny. I like this 5 mile radius because it's like just nice and close. But this one was 20 miles like in downtown, you know, and I'm so proud of myself. I actually drove there. That was the part that gave me anxiety, driving so far. But meeting the people, like just socializing and talking to others, gave me so much energy. I could drive back no problem.
That's the opposite. Like I could drive for hours and hours, but put me in a room with people and make me talk to them for a few minutes and I'll be like, woo, I'm exhausted.
Yeah, so it was so funny how like you were at the birthday just like drained from the soccer, and me at this place having socializing, just getting more and more energy. So yeah. But proud of myself to drive that far. And just funny story, when I started dating Kevin, like before we met, I actually put a 5 mile radius on the dating app, and you happened to be in that radius. So
I was like 4.9 miles away, I think.
No, you were 2 miles something away. So,
okay.
Yeah, if you were more than 5 miles, we would never have met each other. Whoa.
Wow, I got lucky then.
But other than that, that was only about all the socializing I've done this week.
Yeah, and no episode we do is ever complete without talking about what we're watching mm-hmm. during the week. And we watched a couple movies this week.
Yep.
We watched... Raya and the Last Dragon.
And what do you think about it?
I actually liked the movie. Yes. More than I thought I would. I saw it was on Disney Plus, and I think it's a Disney movie.
Yeah.
And I was just, it didn't, like, I'd never heard of it before, like, from anyone else.
Really? I watched it once.
No, I mean, I never heard about it when it came out. Like, I've never heard anyone say anything about it ever. So I kind of just figured it's an animated movie that's not that good.
Oh.
And there were some things I didn't really like about it. But overall, I really liked kind of like the era it's in.
Mm-hmm.
With like, there's a lot of like martial arts and like magic in the world. And like, not tons of, like, technology or anything, right? You know?
Yeah.
They fight with, like, swords or sticks or whatever.
Yeah. It's very Southeast Asian, if you ask me.
Right. And, of course, as implied in the name, there's dragons mm-hmm. in the movie. So that's usually a plus for me. And there's, like, five different, like, countries, kind of. They don't call them countries, but, like, five different lands, right, mm-hmm. that are like have their own rulers, and they kind of compete with each other for like these the dragon stones or whatever.
Well, the five lands were originally one land.
Yeah, but they split into five, mm-hmm. as most things kind of are or do, and then they're, you know, basically enemies with each other, and they're trying to reunite things, yeah. and you know the dragons are a big part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And without really giving up too much of the story, I like a lot of the stuff that we were just talking about with the magic and the dragons, mm-hmm. and there's like cool combat and yeah. fighting and stuff. So I thought it was a pretty cool movie. The only thing I didn't really like was they, so like dragons are not existent in the movie. Like they're gone, mm-hmm. right? At the, like the first, I don't know, third or quarter of the movie.
Yeah.
And then they finally find a dragon, they introduce a dragon into the movie. Uh-huh. And this up to this whole point, they've really talked the dragons up, right? Like, the dragons saved the world. They, like, you know, saved all the humans that are left are only alive because of the dragons, mm-hmm. right? They stopped this evil forces by yeah. sacrificing themselves.
Yeah.
Because they're so powerful, they, you know.
Yeah, everything sounds great.
Yeah, and so then they introduced the first dragon, and then I'm like, what?
Like, what?
Which the, like, the first, was really kind of the only dragon you really get to know. And first of all, she's voiced by, what's her name?
Awkwafina.
Yeah, who, if you're familiar with her as an actress, she's good in other things that she plays, mm-hmm. but her voice is kind of like, how would you describe it?
I don't know if it would fit the dragon image.
That's yeah. it, that's what I'm saying. Her voice is kind of the more like goofy, annoying kind of yeah, friend, yeah. you know, like the side character normally, mm-hmm. right? And she plays like those characters pretty well, but when they had like talked up this dragon so much, and then all of a sudden it's her voice, and not only is it just her voice that way, but the dragon character is also just like that, like super kind of goofy and
not powerful.
Yeah, but like the character doesn't really fit like the story behind it, I felt like.
I don't know. I think they always find someone goofy to be a dragon, which irks me.
It was almost like Mushu.
I know. Right? I was going to
like,
say.
Mushu, it makes sense because like, he lost his credibility because he messed up, right?
Uh-huh.
And this was, he was giving us getting a second chance. And like, he had kind of been a failure up to that point. But then in this case, it was like, she's totally saved the world. And uh-huh. then you get to meet her and it's like, what? This person, this dragon saved the world? Like, okay. So I feel like they probably could have done that a little bit better. But other than that, I thought the movie was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. The kids like it. And the reason why I did the whole rah-rah-rah before this is because we also watched another movie that starts with rah, and that's
yep.
Ratatouille.
Yep, we watched Ratatouille. That was the second movie we watched this week. And I had seen it a long time ago because this movie came out in like 07. And I don't think I had seen it between then and now.
Really?
So, like, the only thing I remembered was, like, the rat would drive the human with the hair, basically, mm-hmm. and, like, control his actions. But that's literally, like, pretty much the only thing that I remembered from the movie. So it was kind of a nice refresher on everything else that happens.
Yeah.
And our kids did not want to watch it at first because they're like, what? Rats? No, we don't want to watch that.
I know.
But then they ended up watching it. Faith did not like the little mean chef.
Yeah.
He looks kind of like mean and scary, and he's the bad guy pretty much.
But the fact that she was so stressed out by the whole movie in the beginning.
Yeah, and like yelling to turn it off.
I know, almost crying and thinking that
she
like,
thought the rat was going to be caught.
Or squish or anything that yeah. they use.
Yep.
Funny kids. So yeah, these two rah-rah movies we watched this week.
But that is it for life. We can talk about what we've been playing, the little bit that we've been playing. So we streamed
League of Legends
this last week. And not a whole lot to add there, right? I know last week I talked about the new game mode that is out. So I'm still playing a lot of that, Ultimate Spellbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I did find a couple new characters that I like to play as, particularly that are support characters. So I've been playing a lot of support, but really nothing new with that game.
Yeah.
But we are also still playing We Are Warriors,
which is the mobile game.
Yeah, that we've been talking about that for a few weeks now, that both of us are playing and Dylan is also playing.
Yeah.
And I think I'm in like timeline 21 or 22 now.
Dang, that's so far.
I thought I was going to stop after like timeline 15, I was pretty sure, after a while. And then I unlocked new things. So like now I still have things that's like showing me, hey, get to like timeline 28 and you'll unlock this. And so I'm like, well, I wonder what that is. I guess I'll go till timeline 28.
Sucker.
I know. Until, like, I've unlocked everything, which is way longer of a game than I thought it would be.
But it's a good time killer or filler.
It is. It's fun. It doesn't take too long, like, at a time to, like, progress. Very, yeah. very short time commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And I like all the new rewards you can get, like, every day between... Not even just like the normal combat stuff, but you have like the different challenges you can do. And then you have the boss fights you can do.
And then you have events.
Yeah, and I have like these mercenary guys that I can equip with armor and weapons and stuff. And send them into battle too to help my troops. Stuff like that. So there's always new stuff that I'm unlocking in that game. And I'm a sucker for it. So not spending any money or anything, but just still keep playing it. So...
I see.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I think that game is only doable for me for maybe like 10 rounds. And then I'm done. If I keep dying, I'll just move on to Fruit Merch, which I talked about last week as well.
Yeah, that's right. You are in the middle of a pretty good game of Fruit Merch right now.
Yeah.
That I made you pause so we could record.
Yes. And it's very therapeutic. The fruits are so cute. But apart from that, I guess we can move on to the new game releases, right?
Yeah, sure. So new games this last week that were released, we have A Quiet Place, The Road Ahead on PC, PS5, and Xbox Series X and S, Super Mario Party Jamboree on Switch, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutants Unleashed on PC and all consoles, Unknown 9 Awakening on PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox One, and Xbox Series X and S, Batman Arkham Shadow on Quest, and Fear the Spotlight on PC, PS4, and PS5. Any of those catch your eye?
What does Fear the Spotlight entail?
That sounds like...
an introverted game?
No. Day of having to socialize or be in front of people.
Yeah. I know, right? I was just kidding. I have no idea what the game is about, but after talking about all the introverts...
Yeah, for me, it'd be like the scariest game ever. And then for you, it'd be like, I don't get it. Why is this game scary? What's wrong with the spotlight?
Yeah.
Yeah. I also didn't know there was another Super Mario Party game coming out.
Yeah.
So I wonder what that is. Although I'm not a big Super Mario Party fan, but I know you are. You enjoy that one a bit more than me.
Dylan does too.
And Dylan does too. It's true. And then A Quiet Place. I didn't know they were coming out with a Quiet Place game.
Is that based on the movie?
I would assume so.
Huh.
But I don't know. But what about Game Pass games this last week? Anything new on Game Pass?
Yes. We have South Park, The Fractured But Whole on console, PC, and cloud. Donut County on console, PC, and cloud, and MechWarrior 5 Clans also on console, PC, and cloud.
Very cool. I've never played any of the MechWarrior games, but they look really cool. I will give them that. But let's run through where people can find us over on YouTube on the Gamer Parents Podcast channel, where we post audio versions of every single episode, or over on X at x.com/gamerparentspod.
Or on Instagram at gamer_parents_podcast.
You could catch our live stream over on Twitch at twitch.tv/gamerparentspod, where we stream just about every Tuesday night around 9 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Give us a follow, a like, a subscribe, a comment, whatever it is, wherever it is, and we would highly appreciate that.
The best place to come and hang out with us, though, would definitely be the Discord server, where we are talking about life and games all throughout the week. The link to join that is in the episode description. But that is all that we have for you guys this time, so we will catch you in the next one.
Bye!